And welcome back to the episode of the Right Read Podcast. I'm your first host, as always, Will. You can I'm Real Will today. I beat him again. I beat him again today. Real Will back in the building. Find me Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at By Susan. I'll quickly shout out the GoFundMe we have going on right now for the foster kids. The link is in my bio if you want the full spill on. But basically, we're raising money right now to get foster kids some brand new shoes for Christmas. So if you want to tap in with that, donate, share the link, whatever you got to do. Link is in my bio. Like I said, Twitter, at By Susan. I'm going to pass it to my brother.
I'm Isaiah. You can find me on Twitter at user GZ Supremacy.
Fake Will.
This week, I guess. DeAndre, you can find me on Twitter at Will Ums, WILLUMZ.
Yeah, I'm Usad. You can find me on Twitter at UsadNBA. And also, not too late to make the donations to the GoFundMe.
Yes, absolutely.
I made mine today.
We'll put the link in the description of this.
Absolutely.
And don't be scared to go over the goal. Like, we're like about
less than a thousand away from
the goal. But hey, all that extra money will be donated.
It's going right back to them. So appreciate it for real.
Yeah.
Right. So today we're gonna be talking about a bunch of potential guys on the move, and a guy who was sent on the move in the middle of the night.
You ain't talking about that.
Was he on the plane?
No, they were in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. They had like a 6-hour flight delay.
Someone flew to Atlanta to tell him. Yeah.
They said it was Lawrence Frank who did it.
Lawrence Frank did it.
Right, we'll get to that when we get to it.
Bigger names, more. Yeah. People still in their prime. Giannis Antetokounmpo is according to Shams and Brian Windhorst today has said that he is
basically on that one because I didn't see this.
I got to pull it up right now. I'm going to read it. It says just in, and this was at the time of this recording 3 hours ago almost. Mm-hmm. Just in, Giannis Antetokounmpo and his agent Alex, goodness gracious, Sauratosis. Doesn't even matter. Have started a conversation with the Milwaukee Bucks about the 2-time NBA MVP's future and discussing whether his best fit is staying or elsewhere. Source tell ESPN.
So
there's a resolution coming in the coming week. That backs up what Brian Windhorst was saying. I want to say yesterday. Oh, it was today.
It also came out today. Yeah, Brian Windhorst said that Giannis had already requested a trade at the start of the season, and now Shams saying this. And I think
follow up, Shams went on ESPN and said that the only team that was mentioned in the summer was the New York Knicks.
Yep.
Was I not on this podcast these last two episodes? I said it's a matter of
lay out the exact. There's a trade that the Knicks could make,
Which we talked about I think last podcast too, right? Like we've been pretty good on this in terms of like the Knicks being the destination if Giannis goes to move, because it just makes way too much sense. You combine, I think, with the two best players in the Eastern Conference on one team. I think it's pretty clearly Giannis and Jalen Brunson. Respect to what Jalen Brown is doing for the Celtics. But
Respect Cade,
yeah. But I think Jalen Brunson and Giannis.
It's a certain
name. Demon Franz.
I'll say Tyrese Maxey, man.
Respect Maxey. Yeah, but I think adding in like pedigree and so far in their career, I think it's fair to say Giannis and Jalen Brunson would be the best duo for sure in the East. It just makes so much sense because you wouldn't have to give up Cat. Mm-mm. You can do it with
So the trade details that they could get off with would be Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson. That is enough salary to match. And then whatever first round picks they want to attach to top of that. I think it'd probably take like five.
I think they have more swaps than actual first.
They can still move a ton of picks. They've got
they have four movable picks.
I mean, I think a lot of them will end up being swaps. But I mean, the ultimate thing here, though, is that if Giannis says trade me to the Knicks, he's going to it. Doesn't matter.
They have this weird protection over the Wizards pick, which I mean, the Wizards are going to tank this year, so that pick will fall and get protected.
Is it like 2 second-round picks if it doesn't convey?
I think it, like at the end of it, it ends up being that. But they got their 28 first, their 30 first, their 32 first. They could move some assets and some picks. And they got good players that they can move. Yeah. They do have good players.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Giannis only has 1 year left on his contract, right?
No.
He has this year, next year. I want to say a player option.
Yeah. It's a player option.
Yeah, but he has this year, next year, and then he could theoretically opt out and just go sign anywhere, right? So he does have like leverage in terms of that, like of where I'm going to sign.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're the Knicks, like you kind of are trading for a 2-year window at that point. Yeah. I'm kind of trading for his contract because I'm keeping Cat, I'm keeping Brunson.
Is this your
Giannis? Next. This is the core that we have a big three now in New York. Yeah. It's gotta be soon, and if not, then everybody can move at that point. So
no, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of talking about it before we started recording, but I feel like the Knicks stuff has been thrown around so much that it's almost not gonna happen. Because when you think
too good to be true.
Yeah, when you think about like a lot of these star moves, it's always like, oh, well, you know, this guy is linked to this team. And then when it's time for them to get moved, they get like another like third party team comes in there and ends up making a deal like Toronto with Kawhi. Obviously, that was a little different because the Spurs just straight up were just not going to trade for him. Yeah, OKC with Paul George. That was another one because it seemed like he was going to Cleveland. All signs pointed to him going to Cleveland. Dame to Milwaukee. Yeah, that was another one.
Everyone thought it was Miami. Thought it was Miami.
And Milwaukee swooped in there and made an offer to get him. So
when was the last time it's actually, was it probably 80 to the Lakers? Yeah, I would say, is that the last time?
The Celtics flirted a bit. His dad came out and said no.
I think the Celtics should have still
You could argue this past summer, KD Rockets. I mean, the Rockets were the most
The writing was on the wall there.
Yeah.
That was definitely one.
But I think, I bring it up to say, I think, one, I'm not sure if he actually does go to the Knicks. And two, I think if I was one of these other Eastern Conference teams, knowing what we know about his contract, that he does have effectively 1.5 years left on the deal.
There's one team that they kind of should do it because I think they could do it because of their salary.
You think Raptors?
Toronto should do it.
Oh, you die,
All it would take, I'm looking at right now, IQ's contract and RJ Barrett's contract.
Yep,
and they have access.
And they have picks, don't they?
They have all their picks. Toronto could do it.
I
would not be shocked if Toronto. I think if Toronto doesn't do it, it's because Giannis said, I don't want to go to Toronto.
A team I was thinking about is Orlando. We won't expound on who gotta be included. In
nah,
they're
not.
No,
it's definitely
they're not trading Paulo.
I'm not gonna lie.
They're not trading.
Very, very seriously, right? Looking at how this team looks currently with him being out, look at how the synergy of the team fits. I'm not gonna lie. Are they not a Paulo for Giannis swap from being?
They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it at the deadline. That's the one problem because he's still technically poison pill. Because
that's a fair point.
No, but even beyond that, I actually don't like that fit. Giannis with no shooters.
Yeah,
Desmond. I like Giannis, Franz, and Desmond Bane.
Okay, Franz. Franz shooter. He's like an average 3-point shooter right now, I think, and that's
what team offers Giannis.
I mean, you get two like
genuinely
devastating.
I think the Knicks kind of do. I want to talk about a team that offers spacing. I think the Raptors and the Knicks have way better spacing than the Magic.
The Raptors. I mean, so it's
same with the Raptors. Scottie is a better shooter than Franz is. He is objectively.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That's,
objectively, he is.
They could convince themselves that this is their Kawhi Leonard trade away from getting it done, like because. For some, we keep talking about on this podcast. For some odd reason, they keep winning games.
Raptors are a really good seed.
They have been
super
winning games.
Super six seed, man. The super
seed. They're not the
second seed right
now. No, they're going to end up being the super six seed.
I think Giannis.
They might not. I'm not.
I'm trading for Giannis, and it's a different team. But the iteration of this Raptors team, they're very talented. They are Scottie Barnes, Brandon Ingram, Emmanuel Quickley as his Knights, RJ Barrett's been out, and they've had some offensive struggles without him.
Jakob
Pertl, like, they got some talent.
I would
that's not.
For Giannis,
I'm not gonna lie. Why would Milwaukee do that?
I mean, you're gonna have to slap a bunch of picks.
I want VJ. That's the number thing. I probably want VJ McCain.
Yeah, but what does that do for you?
I'll take the PG contract off you. If I'm Milwaukee, I'll take the PG contract. But I want VJ. I want Jared. And I want all your picks.
Are you hoping that you get a surprise Embiid run or something?
Even if you don't, would you not thug it out with Maxi and Giannis?
Yeah, Maxi and Giannis. That conference, that might be done,
because you're losing all your flexibility to acquire Giannis. What do you do next? Picks. Yeah, what do you do next after you get him?
You keep Grimes, you thug it out with him, and you just got to.
Is that enough?
Healthy, man.
Is that enough to get it done?
It might be enough to go to the finals.
I ain't gonna lie,
man.
To the finals, you can win, bro.
Maxi, Giannis, the idea of Embiid.
That's because I ain't gonna lie. At that point,
If I'm Philly, I'm sending that out. I think you have to start transitioning to life without contention.
Yep.
In terms of. And Maxie I don't even think it would be bad.
But he's too good for that.
He's too good for life without contention in the second apron. Let me be specific.
I mean, they got to find a way to get off them contracts.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get off Paul George's contract.
I don't think you can.
What, the Paul George contract?
Get off the contracts?
No, that Embiid contract is crazy.
You're stuck with both of them.
You're not getting off that. I don't think you are,
you would have to attach a bunch of assets to get them. And at that point, is it even worth it?
Because I'm glad he got a contract through, 2030?
Yeah.
I'll say Paul George is a player option, bro.
Yeah, you're not getting off
bro,
that.
Bro, And once another thing is, that was a bad contract the day it was signed.
It was a terrible contract.
I don't know why they gave that.
I don't know why they did that. That was horrible.
He wasn't worth that money the day he signed it.
I thought he didn't even have a market to
Nope, didn't have a market.
I don't know who they were competing with.
The Warriors?
Yeah.
But I don't think the Warriors would give him a four-year max.
The Warriors
are
not about to give him a four-year max. The Warriors have
been.
They're not about to give him a four-year max.
For Lauri Markkanen, they ain't finna.
There is a team that we have not brought up that has both the salary cap.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
To actually go out and do this trade, it is a team with, to my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
are you 10
tradable first-round picks in the next 3 years.
Let's talk about
and
it.
And two contracts that perfectly match up. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The Oklahoma City Thunder can make a Giannis trade tomorrow, and I don't think anyone could compete with you.
We had a 10-second conversation before the pod started, and why would you do it? I think it's
okay. So
why wouldn't you?
The wills of the pod think they would. I would do it if I was OKC. So I'd do the trade, bro.
So easily,
I would do it.
Let me outline my case. Okay. All right, because your guys' case is Giannis, right? My case is you're literally already on track to not be in the second apron this year, possibly be in the second apron next year, depending on how your role apron, well, your role players rotation kind of goes, right? But you're going to be touching the second apron next year. You are on pace right now. This is not an exaggeration, to be the best team of all time. And I don't think that is just purely off of your top-end talent. I think it is a mixture of your coaching, your depth, having role players like Isaiah Hartenstein, Alex Caruso, Lou Dort, et cetera, et cetera. I think you have a cohesive unit that is functioning, just won a championship, has lost one game this season, and is on pace to shatter the Warriors' record. Of 73.
That sounds so great.
It does.
That really
does.
You
know what sounds better, Dre?
Giannis.
Giannis.
And this is my thing.
You don't need him.
I would. It doesn't matter if they don't need him. They can have him.
And they can keep. They can have Shet, Jalen Williams, a lot of those core guys.
And not just that.
Not
just that. They don't have to trade a single pick that is theirs. They would still control their own draft pick future. They would control every single contract that they care about. They still have a top five player in basketball entering his prime in the SGA.
Your picks are going to start freezing because I'm not going to lie. If you do that, your apron like immediately.
Yeah.
You don't, dude. If my apron is locked, then it's like, man, why is my apron locked? Because I have Giannis, SGA, J-Dub, and Chet.
If I'm OKC right now, I'm not thinking apron at all. I'm thinking dynasty, bro. I'm drafting Darren Peterson this year.
Do you know what helps you build? Do you know what helps you actually does help you build a dynasty? Because dynasties aren't, people misconstrue what I think dynasties are. You try and build for the long term, but you can't do what the Warriors did with
both.
The whole two timeline shit.
You cannot do
windows
both.
Close fast. You can reopen a window because they've got guys that are still entering their prime and young. But if you got the opportunity to be the most dominant force basketball I've seen,
that'll be the best basketball of all time. That'd be the best.
You go do it.
They're arguably already going to be that record-wise.
Yeah.
You throw in Giannis, that's the best team ever.
To my knowledge, NBA trade-wise, you can only trade like four first-round picks outright and four swaps. They could do that and still have a surplus
bunch
of first-round
picks.
Over.
Okay, so then
they all would be theirs.
This is my question. So maybe this is the way I view the OKC Thunder. Do you guys think the OKC Thunder are just this great because they have SGA, Chet, and J-Dub? Or do you think they're great because they've accumulated
I think they're great because they have a 1 through 15 and their 1 is that good. What I'm offering is I'm going to make your 2, who should be a 1, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and your 5 and 7, which is what Lou Dort and Hartenstein are right now, they're going to go. But I'm going to give you Giannis Antetokounmpo in return.
I think I'm like,
Can I tell you why this trade is most likely to happen? It's the best deal Milwaukee can get. I get 2 expiring contracts in Dort and Hartenstein.
I don't think OKC even offers for him, to be fair.
I think they should. I don't think they will. I don't think they need to. I don't think they should.
I would.
Why not?
You make a super team.
That's the thing. There's no real good reason for why not.
As constructed, they have a team with 3 all-star / all-NBA caliber guys, and because of the stuff with the J-Dub stuff, they can keep all 3 of them without being a second-ever team.
Yep.
He's not going to get a kicker.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Chet probably does because he's probably going to win.
He's going to win DPOY probably.
He might get a kicker, he's also liable to just miss games.
They're going to be paying those guys and still have enough money to keep everyone.
Yes.
All they're going to have to do is trade like iHeart and Lou Dort, which I mean, whatever.
Caruso would be under contract for 3 years. Isaiah Joe's on contract for 2. Aaron Wiggins on contract for 3. The other Jalen Williams.
Like, you already have two. Three stars, and I have a role player arm.
I'm not gonna lie, why would I do anything?
Because it's Giannis.
But and it's
you're,
work.
You're keeping Giannis. They have first round picks on IR right now.
I would say you can't even roster all the draft picks you have coming into this year's draft because you don't have enough roster spots for it. You get to keep your big three, top of that, bro, like
you're making a big four. Okay, the biggest of the big fours.
Like, I'll say OKC is on pace to be the best team record wise of all time, and they're the reigning champions. All that good stuff. Let's not forget they did go to two different game sets.
Two of them.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. That Tyrese Halliburton first 8 minutes of that game, he's gonna walk him down. And so all I'm saying is if you are the Oklahoma City Thunder, I think what you cannot do is assume you're gonna win it. I have an opportunity to go out there and get Giannis and guarantee I win it, because you're not.
No one's beating you.
You're not beating that team.
I agree.
They could run a lineup.
If I'm OKC right now, I'm approaching this year like, yo, no one's beating us anyway.
Okay, but if Mark Gagnon,
you went to two game sevens.
That was last.
You're also
my team's better this year.
Cool. You're somebody goes down. What happens?
What if Giannis?
I mean, Giannis goes down.
I mean, that's fair. But
also, I'm not gonna lie. To that point, Chet has gotten hurt. J-Dub's gotten hurt. You know why they keep winning games?
Because they have SGA.
The Bucks have Giannis. What's the Bucks record?
I mean, this thing, their supporting cast is like,
I feel like the Bucks are a great example of it is about your one.
It's not the exact scenario because when the Bucks were healthy and did actually have a one through, I'm gonna call them nine, man, the Bucks was winning some games they probably shouldn't have been when Giannis was healthy and those guys were clicking. The difference between OKC's 1-15 and everybody else's 1-15, their one is built to play a style of basketball that makes the other four people on the floor, I don't want to say not matter, but it makes their job so much easier. I don't have to come set a screen for him. I don't have to come set a pin down. He doesn't need to hunt for a spot. He is the spot. It's SGI. I'm giving the ball top of the key. And everybody else over there, look cute. That's your job, bro. You got an NBA jersey on. Your baby mom probably in the third row. Vibe out, gang. SGA is on the roster right now. We're in Miami. Enjoy the away game. I thought Giannis out there? You mean to tell me if Mark Dagnall had the option to say, all right, we're going to go Shea, Kaysen, J-Dub, Chet, Giannis, and just throw them out on the floor. In a game seven, they're not going to get to a game seven. That's the thing.
I feel like the issue, though, is,
obviously, they're going to win now, but you're also, like, very clearly shorting your window.
You're shortening it.
I mean, but
I don't think you need this. Two things.
Number one, I don't know if they are, because they still have a bunch of draft picks left over after they make this
trade.
Your
three best players aren't even touching. I'll say that, that's another thing.
You're also keeping all your best players. And then the last thing I want to say is, I agree with Dre. I think this two-window stuff, bro, if I told you
you don't have money.
If you could buy a ring today, would you not do it? Forget 5 years from now. You could buy a ring right
now. Okay.
If I had a situation where I can win a ring right now, and also have a very large window.
The Nuggets just won a ring in 23. And I get you're going to say the Thunder are better than both those teams, but my point is,
I mean, they're also there is younger.
The Thunder are better than both those teams.
There's no given in the NBA.
I'm not saying it's a given. It's also, you could grab Giannis and he could get hurt. He's missed two of the last three playoffs.
Do you have a better chance of winning with or without Giannis?
I don't disagree with that. My issue is not the 1 year. My issue is long term.
Yeah, long term.
My thing is,
my long term is fine.
Your long term is Your long term is more than fine without Giannis. This is a team that is quite literally projected to get
now?
A top five pick year.
You say that now.
I go, unless SGA dies, their long term is fine.
Yeah, it's the NBA.
Exactly.
It's beyond. No.
That's our point.
Real quick. If I would have went back to.
If SGA dies,
their future is fine because I have the second or best basketball player walking the earth right now, and he's 27.
It's not just because.
I can do whatever I want because he's 27.
If I told you in 2016 when KD signed with the Warriors that they were only going to win two rings and that was it, would you believe me?
Yeah, two rings.
You wouldn't set the
Y'all
Eagles
thought
up.
They were going to run the league. For the next five to seven years.
Golden State was supposed to 5-peat.
Yes.
They were supposed to 5-peat game. They were supposed to lose the game. And let's be real. If injuries don't happen for them, they probably go 4-for-4, at least.
But my point is that nothing in this, you can have as sure of a thing as you can, with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green in their primes, and it still may not result in a dynasty. Give me a guaranteed championship. I'll take a guaranteed ring every day.
I'm not going to lie, but things could also happen. Giannis has missed two of the last
Yeah, that's
play.
Fair. But can I ask you again, what's more likely? Winning with Giannis or winning without Giannis?
Y'all are Sam Presti. What are the untouchables on your team?
My big three.
Yeah, your big three.
You're not losing any of them.
I'm not giving up any of that. And I'm
giving, glad you're,
I also
you
think
are going to have to eventually give up some of it,
yeah.
though.
Okay.
Because you're not keeping Giannis on a mercenary deal.
Can I tell you why that's not true? And I feel like when we talk about separate second aprons, people let go of this idea of it. That second apron don't matter if I'm winning. It doesn't. Yeah, it's a lot of money. Do you know who's making that money back off of finals revenue?
Nah, the brand, you know, small the brand. Bro,
can I tell you what it is? Can I tell you what it is?
Even the Celtics had to sell.
They're building. They're
losing because they started losing.
No, not because they were losing. They won the championship, went to the finals, and then had to sell.
That's not the right context. Their owner sold. New ownership got it. They didn't win a ring. He didn't get as much money before. He was like, you know what? I'm not paying all these guys. Then they traded him away. The Celtics did what all good organizations do. You win, you pay the guys. They paid the guys. New ownership came in. They got him back. That's what I'm saying.
And I go, they have the richest or the second richest owner in the league.
OKC,
they still didn't stand
OKC has the opportunity
apron,
to be the best team in the history and not
second
touch the
richest owner in the league.
They're building
the Nuggets came
they're
off a championship. They came off a one seed the next season, and they still traded people.
I think you guys are speaking from a mentality of a team that didn't just win the championship.
No, I am speaking from a mentality.
Yeah, I am.
I am. I am. Because I know how hard it is to go to two game sevens and leave thinking, damn, if this happens,
Tyrese Halliburton might have walked you down.
We're home. We don't have a ring.
Cool. That was last year's team. Guess what I have this year? I'm 20-1.
I mean, so they
with the
they
best
are,
net rating
they
ever.
Are better.
The best defense ever.
Do you know what they had last year when they still went to two game sevens? The best net rating ever and the best defense ever in the NBA MVP. They're going to have the exact same shit, and they're still going to run into. And you know what's going to happen to them? Damn, that Jokic guy is kind of good. And they're going to run into him.
And that Nuggets
again.
Team is better this year. That Nuggets team is a lot
the
better
Nuggets
this year.
I mean, but my window.
No. You know, Mr., we're going to have 360 win teams in the West.
Yeah, we are.
Kick it off. That they're just,
we are.
Oh, we're just going to walk to this thing. If everyone knows that there are going to be at least two real contenders for you, and not just like, it's going to be a fun series, our kids are going to be able to talk about it. They can beat you.
Yeah.
They really can beat you. And I've got the opportunity to trade
but
loser and loser two, who their own fan base already hates.
No, they're only thinking about
OKC. Other fans already hate Hardenstein and Dort. And I can go get Giannis without giving up any of my picks? What's the point of this? They don't have enough roster spots to draft players anymore. If they draft with all three picks, you know what they're going to have to do?
Cut
dudes they drafted in the first round for the last 2 years.
The other thing
they literally can't do this shit.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds like a good problem to have.
I got
to
cut first round picks? That's horrible.
Because my team is so good.
I'm drafting even better.
No.
I got to cut Nikola Topic because I drafted AJ DeBosta. Oh, no.
I mean, that's like.
What an issue.
That's not like, again, even with the picks that they would have right now, right? What ends up happening is what we all said. We talked about the Nikola Topic pick, like, man, Topic fell to 14 of them. They just replaced Josh Giddey. Now he's out again.
Yeah.
They keep having to go back to this well of draft picks, and for as good of a drafter as Sam Presti is, he has some misses.
He has some real nasty misses.
Seriously, genuine question. Sans that they do get a top three pick, because they get a top three pick, it's a whole different conversation. Sans they get a top three pick,
you probably don't have to trade that Clippers pick.
They probably don't. They have enough draft picks as is. But even then, what guy, honestly, and I love this draft class, are you playing him over Cason Wallace? Are you playing him over Caruso? Who are you playing him over at this point?
He's probably going to
have their rotation.
I'm not gonna lie. First off, for any team, yo, OKC of all teams, they will play guys. They played.
Okay,
I remember.
But
I made
that
this tweet.
My point.
They played Brooks Barnhart in the first half of
Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Listen. What you just said aids my point, though, because one of your points was that why they're winning is because of the coaching and the depth. Their depth takes a hit if they lose two guys. Now that just means Isaiah Joe gets more minutes. Now that means Cason Wallace gets more minutes. Guys who are already really good. Aaron Wiggins gets more minutes. These are already good rotation pieces who are the 9th, 10th, 11th man on this great team. They just get more minutes now.
They dead ass, like, they have two first round picks rehabbing. They just took Thomas Sorber right outside the lottery. They took Nikola Topic into the lottery the year beforehand. And those guys aren't even touching the rotation. Why? One, they got hurt. And two, I'm going to be so real with you. I don't think either one of them would be good enough to play in the rotation right now. So you're telling me.
Mitchell is there.
The guys that they've drafted or like what Sam Presti is as a talent evaluator. He's fantastic at it. But gang, you've evaluated such a good talent that like AJ Mitchell's in the roster. What are the odds the rookie you draft that by year three is better than AJ Mitchell? What's the odds he's better than Cason Wallace? What's the odds that he's giving you more value? Crusoe's going to give you next year.
I just
I don't have to move any of those guys.
There's a chance that on a rookie contract that he is a bigger value than if I got to pay Cason Wallace like $28, $29 million because he's also good, which they are going to have to wrestle with. Like, the next time Caruso's up for a contract, it's probably not going to be on that team. Hardenstein's getting moved right now because making $30 million.
And you're replacing them
with
cheap.
And I'm like, you're funneling them in with draft picks. That's what I'm replacing them with.
Not just draft picks. You're replacing them with lottery talent.
No, hold on.
That would be valid if we're not talking about Giannis. Like, I would agree with you 100%.
I understand Giannis is a top three player in the NBA. He's also missed three of the last four playoff series due to injury. He's also lost in the first round the last two times he's been in the playoffs. I don't think Giannis, for a team that, so you guys view, I feel like viewing OKC as a big three, and this is no disrespect meant to J-Dub and Chet, is a misnomer. They're a big, like, one, and then they're two through nine. Just fit.
Yeah, they just have a great
and
roster.
They just work, and they have a great roster, and they have a great roster that's under contract.
You're not losing,
and they're not in the second
Giannis.
You're not losing two guys. I'm gonna say you're not losing at all. And it's two guys who go check the on offs.
I was gonna say
two of the worst players in the rotation right now.
And one of the
actually, Hardenstein's had a great season.
Okay, Hardenstein's a really good.
Did we not have this conversation with Isaiah about the Thunder not being able to go double big against us because Hardenstein and Chet don't work together?
Yeah, they're both all.
Okay, so get rid of it.
Funny enough, Hardenstein has been like. That double big lineup is their best lineup, but you watch those games and it's like they're not supposed to be running.
You're also replacing him with Giannis.
Like again, you're still technically running double big because now my four is Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I'm not giving up any dudes. Also on the point of these draft picks that they keep getting in, they're not all going to be lottery picks. They're going to get the Philly pick this year. I don't think Philly's giving them a lottery pick. Philly's probably making the playoffs.
Philly's at 14 right now.
Yeah, like they're going to end up. I think Philly ends up making.
They'll probably make the playoffs.
They'll make the playoffs the way the rest of the East is looking right now. Utah's is top eight protected. The way Will Hardy's coaching
Utah,
his ass
Utah
off
will probably tank. Utah
they'll probably end up getting their pick back.
They have
San Antonio 2027, 1-16 protected. We'll see what happens there. Even if you
what
get
about,
the
what
pick,
about Los Angeles this pick, year?
LA is outright. They have the LA pick.
It's outright unprotected. What's LA's record?
Yeah, okay, cool. You're going to have one of them.
I was going to say, not even
y'all,
that.
Y'all are talking about replacing a
whole lot. Hold on.
This is
the 2026 draft guy, by the way.
Yeah, it's
the
guy. I would trade all of these dudes, sans like two, for Giannis.
But real quick.
In a heartbeat.
The Thunder have enough draft assets to keep that Clippers pick next year and still get Giannis. They can beat that Knicks offer.
I just don't think they should.
If OKC is interested in Giannis, there's not a single team in the league that can beat that offer.
I think when you have something that
he's
works.
Theirs.
Okay, do you guys know the difference between like gestalt and like mechanistic forms of like theories, right? So like mechanistic is like something is just the sum of its parts. Like 1 + 1 = 2. Gestalt is like there's things that are more than the sum of their parts. I think the reason OKC works, there is something gestalt with the way their roster functions. Because I'll be honest, on paper, like we talked about it last year, on paper, there should not be as good as they are. But it works somehow.
Especially when guys are out.
I'm going to be so real. It's not a somehow. It's the guy wearing number two for their team.
No,
that's
I agree.
What it
I,
is.
Agree.
I ain't
going to
lie. The guy wearing number two for his team is not as much as that if you have Giannis on his team, which is the other thing.
Man, he gets to yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie. They kind of stop on top of each other.
That's a whole other thing. I actually don't. Necessarily.
Their fit is nasty.
Their fit doesn't really make sense at all.
Can I tell you why I don't care?
Yeah, I don't
one,
that at all.
Chet's a good enough spacer. Shea's a good enough spacer. J-Dub's a good enough spacer.
It's not
about ball
dominance. He's
5 of 6 from 3 last
night. No. That's my point.
He's
but that's not.
A good
shooter.
Bro, it's about the ball
dominance. Nobody said that. What was the one thing that when we watch OKC games for the past like 3 years at this point that we noticed, man, they just go boxes and elbows on Shea and they tell everybody else, do something. Do you know who's one of the best players in the NBA just doing something because nobody can physically stop him? Giannis! And you mean to tell me,
I think
you mean to tell
also,
me this guy is now going to be getting second side looks because he's playing with Shea? What are you going to do? Wall up on Giannis and leave Shea open? What are you going to do? Wall up on Shea and leave Giannis open?
I was going to say.
And I got Chet over there and Jada over there and Kaysen over there.
So do you think Giannis is scaling down?
Yeah, I was going to say, how does it
work? I don't think he...
Yeah, y'all arguing him and Brunson work.
I'm not going to say like...
I don't think it does.
Okay, wait, you don't think Giannis and Brunson?
Yeah, all right.
No.
So
Mark Dagnon, I think, is smart enough coach to make
it. If you were the Knicks,
too.
You wouldn't trade for Giannis?
I think some were discounting.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. They kind of have to.
Who the hell should trade for Giannis?
They kind of have to.
He's your team. New York team.
But I'm not going to lie. Giannis is also just straight up better than Brunson. So, like, I'm trading for a better player.
Okay.
You just want him to be a Rocket. You just want him to be a Rocket.
I want to clarify this, right? I think the reason why the SGA stuff is more of a question mark is because SGA is arguably better than Giannis.
He is
and
better.
So at that point,
okay, cool.
Yeah, and so at that point,
good players coexist.
I don't think Giannis is scaling down, and I don't want my best player scaling down for my second best player. I don't think that works. I hate when people do that. I hate that.
I don't think
that thought process.
I don't think
is it a scale down?
Somebody got to scale down, bro. They both 40% on the ball gang.
You don't think?
Like, come on, bro.
Someone has to scale down.
I'm gonna be honest. The person who's gonna scale down is it's just gonna be J-Dub. Like J-Dub's just gonna be completely
no.
We've seen this happen before with Miami, bro. Somebody got to scale down.
Giannis
to be D-Wade.
Giannis ain't going to be 32-12 and whatever the hell he is right now.
He's be a champion.
What is he going to be? Because I go, he been 30-10-5 the last 9 years, gang. What is he going to be?
I think with his style of play, and honestly, I think y'all are discounting how good of a fit I think he would be next to Shea. I think in my mind, him and Shea are just operating off slots with each other. That's all they're doing.
I mean, yeah, they can.
Please try. I'm like, who can stop them?
That's kind of what they do, though.
I'm gonna be real, is that not what SGA and J-Dub do right now?
Yes, it is.
So that works because
I have one guy who's on the ball 40% of the time, and I have another guy who's on the ball
20%. Let's hypothetically say that Giannis is on the ball that much. Why do you care? He's gonna win a championship.
He's on the ball 40% of the time.
No, 20. He gets J-Dub's usage. Who cares?
If he's willing to do that, then absolutely.
Can I tell you why?
He's not doing that shit, bro. He's not, bro. Come on, man.
Can I tell you why? Giannis is not going to
Oklahoma City and saying, "Yeah, I'm gonna average 22-8-4." No, hell no.
You don't think he cares about winning a championship?
Oh, he absolutely does. But the nigga's 30-10-5.
Giannis wants to be.
He was 30-10-5 with Damian Lillard on his team.
He stay in Milwaukee.
He not ring chasing, bro. He.
What is you doing right now? He literally just put me on a plate. He's gonna win.
He's not like Dwight Howard ring chase.
He wants to win a ring, but he's also Jada. I'm saying
worst case scenario.
He'll come in average 23-8.
It's not gonna be that. Genuinely, what I think would happen with those two, because one, of how good a coach Mark Daigneault is, and two, how limited the rest of that team is. As much as we talk about how good the rest of that team is, they're good at the things that they're good at, because my only job is work off of SGA.
But it works.
And again,
like, I feel like we're ignoring the biggest part.
This is the thing.
Works.
Just because something works right now don't mean it can't get better.
No.
This thing. You can't say it just works. It's not a flawless process whatsoever. I've seen them lose.
It's not flawless.
I've seen them lose.
Okay, but it's not flawless.
I've seen them lose to teams they should have beat the shit out of, dude.
I don't disagree with your point, but I don't think Giannis is the player for that.
You're not losing your identity to get Giannis. You get to keep all of your good players.
He gets to play full roamer defensively. He doesn't have to check anybody.
I'm talking about offense specifically. I think this is an offense.
Offense will be damn right. No one's scoring on them.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's right now, though.
But no one's ever going to score on them.
They're the best defense.
No, funny. As bad as we were, if OKC stays the way they are, I think Şengün has his way with them. Jokic has his way with them. I promise you. You throw Giannis on that team, y'all got it.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
What am I pivoting to
at this point? Giannis weak side? Oh, I got the switch. Oh, that's just check down there. J-Dub's digging. Thank you so much.
This is going to sound ridiculous. This is going to sound ridiculous, right? But you said the trade would be Lou Dort, Alex Caruso, Isaiah Hartenstein.
No. It's literally Lou Dort, Hartenstein picks. That's the trade. They give nothing else up. And y'all saying no to it. On God, you're getting fired.
I'm not doing it myself.
That's
listen. I think in a vacuum, that trade is understandable.
In a vacuum?
Hear me out. I also think there is an element of if something's... If it ain't broke, don't what?
Yeah, I go, it's not broke.
It's not. I mean, it's far from not broke,
bro. They went to 2 game 7s.
That was last year. This whole summer, I was called an idiot for saying OKC is going to be better than last year. They're like, how are they getting better? They're clearly better by every demonstrable measure, stat and statistic. They are better than they were last year.
And you keep bringing up last year's game sevens.
You know who also got better this offseason? The Denver Nuggets that took him to a game seven.
Cool.
If I gave you $100 million, right, and you had the 2023 Ferrari, and they call and say, you got the 2025 Ferrari on the lot. And I open my bank app up and I say, I can afford it.
Oh, and not only can you afford it, you have money left over.
Plenty. It's not going to affect my life whatsoever. I can go to the lot and get this Ferrari if I want. Why wouldn't I?
If there wasn't so much redundancy between SGA and Giannis,
I don't think it is as much as that's the worst argument.
Your best argument.
It is.
They play the same way.
The best argument to be made is the one that's made about the future.
When I go to Synergy and I open up their play types, are them shits not identical?
Can I tell you why it will work?
It's all drives.
Genuinely. Why it will work is, again, and we saw it last year when they went to 2 game 7s, when a team is just fully walling up, boxes and elbows. We used to call them shell drill, where it literally is a shell of a defense in man-to-man. Teams are basically running shell drill at SGA. Gang, you can't do that when Giannis is also on the floor. A credit I will give Giannis, and nobody gives him credit for. Well, he a dunker spot demon.
Yes,
he is.
He's a dunker spot demon. You mean to tell me if Giannis is off the ball, he's roaming dunker spot, or when you do collapse on SGA because you're terrified of him, I got to let Giannis attack a closeout? You're already early rotating, and Giannis is the second side guy, and he has Chet in one corner, J-Dub in the other, and let's not act like he can't pass. He's one of the best driving kickers the game has ever seen at this point. You cannot knock his play. He's a better playmaker than SGA is. I'll say it right now.
No, he is.
Way better in that style of playmaking, driving kick. So I get a better one who, as great as SGA is a better rim finisher too. And I don't lose the guy in the corner in Chet. I don't lose J-Dub. I still have the best or second best player in basketball. And Case is still over there.
I can still draft AJ Boston. I can still get AJ.
I still got all my picks. Not all of them, but like, my bad. The treasure trove went from 100 million to 72. My fault. My bad, guys. We bought more land. Ooh.
I think we got to move.
The Knicks should definitely do it, though.
The Knicks should do it.
Just because Giannis is better than Brunson, so I'm not going to lie. You're scaling down, pal.
Us ain't going to win the lottery and buy one house, one car.
No, I'm going to win the lottery, and then the next year when I have another lottery ticket, you're going to be like, buy this, buy two more, bro.
Why not?
Why don't you win three lotteries?
Why not? Wait. Seriously, what do you have to lose?
Bro, the lottery ticket I'm sitting on.
You still got the $719 million back then.
I am this close. I don't have my laptop, so I can't pull up stats. I'm this close to arguing that
do not
while
say
they're
Giannis.
Better short-term with Giannis, I think their dynasty window is arguably worse.
No, you are.
It is.
You're short in the window.
This is going to be the episode.
But my thing is,
because I'm not talking about this. This is actually getting
in the conversation here, but my thing is there is no such, I think the moment you start planning for that far into the future, bro, it never works out that way. When does it ever work out that way?
One of teams this young and with this many assets.
I would argue this team has never existed before.
That's fair. But just speaking on precedence, that has never worked.
No, but this team is unprecedented.
I agree. That's fine. But still, like I said, that Warriors team that everyone thought was going to last forever, then win a major
championship, team was
didn't
still,
do it.
That Warriors team was still not assembled the way this okay.
Can I ask you a question?
The moment you start trying to plan for now and for the future, bro, you end up messing something up. Go ahead and just get... If I told you you could maybe go on and win five rings in the future, or I can say you are going to win three rings right now.
Oh my God, but you can't guarantee it either. Giannis could easily get hurt. Easily.
Yes, you're correct. But is it not very significantly likely that Giannis stays healthy and they would just want to cakewalk to the ring?
You don't know that.
If he stays healthy,
can I ask you a serious question?
If he stays healthy, they win. If he stays healthy has not been a guarantee the last year.
Yeah, because he's had to be overtaxed on the Bucks.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Or is it because he's got his knee scope and he's on the wrong side of the 30 and plays the most aggressive
31,
32 basketball?
Isn't he 31, 32 years old?
31.
He can low manage. The Thunder can rest him every other.
If you could guarantee Giannis health,
can I ask y'all one question?
Don't
a week?
Lie.
Yeah,
the point y'all keep making to me is so funny. Of like, well, in the long term, if you don't think Sam Presti can build a team while having SGA, J Dub, and Chet under contract, you just don't believe in them anyway. And I think if there's one general manager that's earned everyone's grace as to what to do by having three, let's be real, top 20 players in basketball, under contract in their primes. That guy's going to figure it out. And again, they're not dumping all of it. This isn't like if we were to do it in Houston, right? The amount of picks it would take for us, we'd be looking like, is this worth the surplus? We kind of want to keep our surplus. They can get rid of six picks and still have six left over.
More than everybody else.
And not one of them that they'd give up is even their own. They would still control their own direct draft future. They still have other teams' picks left over. All of their young guys, all of their assets, all the first-round picks they just had. And I still got SGA. I still got J-Dub. I still got Chet. Oh, and by the way, guys, Giannis.
I feel like the issue with that, though, my problem with that, right, is one, right, your picks are getting frozen in the near future. As long as he's on the team, your picks are getting frozen because he's going to be here for at least 2 years, right? You're not doing it. It's not a one-year mercenary, right? So at least one of those first-round picks are getting frozen and moved to the end of the round, right? Also a second apron team. We know all the rest of the things that go with being a second apron team, right? So it's going to kill your MLE, all that other good jazz, right?
Giannis.
So when Giannis is inevitably gone, unless they recoup, if they recoup assets from getting Giannis, like all of the assets back from Giannis by trading them, cool, that's null and void. But I'm assuming that you're probably not doing that.
How many rings does it have to be for the assets to be worth just letting them go? How many rings?
I mean, realistically, so if they make the trade, because it seemed like he's going to get traded during the season this year, right?
I mean,
let's be real. Also, historically speaking, deadline deals lower the price of the brick.
Yep.
Historically speaking, when you trade for a superstar player, you don't win the first year.
Yeah. Unless you're going to win anyway.
Lakers did. I'm going to say, I think it's just different when you've...
Lakers didn't.
The first year
they did for 80, won. But that wasn't an in season acquisition though.
Yeah, I wasn't in season.
Oh, you're talking about in season trade?
Yeah, just simply the trade deadline.
That doesn't count.
I don't think this is like a. It's not a Trae Young situation.
But I'm gonna be honest. To answer your question, the next three.
You'd have to.
That's the answer.
They'd have to three-peat after.
They probably wait.
It's the next three.
Can I? Okay, serious question. Do you think they have a better chance three-peating with Hardenstein and Dort and picks or Giannis and the rest of that team still?
This year, next year, with Giannis.
This year, next year, with
after that. So when his contract expired, when you have to renew him, you're not sure about it.
I'm not sure about it.
I'm not. So 34-year-old Giannis.
Also, I'm being so for real, dude. He's out right now for injury. Like, I feel like we're like just glossing over his.
Well, he came back, but he was out.
But that's what I'm saying. He's missing games, bro. He got his knee scoped.
He was also out.
He got both his knees scoped.
I feel like.
But hold on. Do you think Giannis's game is going to age well at all?
Funny enough, yeah, I think it was. I don't think you're that. I think people misconstrue
him. It won't be
him.
Like Westbrook, but I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. He's not gonna be Westbrook.
He's not gonna play to like LeBron age.
Yeah, no.
He still has another 3 to 4 years of being one of the best players.
Right now. Do you think he plays till he's 37?
Yeah.
He probably stops right around.
I think that's like the reason I believe in Giannis long term and actually it working out. I think people misconstrue his driving for just like he's holding right trigger. I know that was like the joke people used to have about him. He's a very skilled driver, and two, he's very patient.
He is.
He's not just throwing his body at people. Like, this isn't 22-year-old Giannis who's just, I'm more athletic and it's all I have. He's a very skilled basketball player now. Like, he just knows how to get down
there. I agree.
He takes a lot of unnecessary damage because guys just foul him and he doesn't get calls. But, like, and if I add that to the fact of, like, a lot of this is going to get reduced because it's SGA over there and it's J-Dub and you don't have to play this back-to-back. Do you not want to play in Charlotte?
He doesn't play center no more.
You're never touching center ever again. Yeah. And by the way, your dream defensive role, you get to play it because God's gift not named Wimby to rim protection is on your team.
And you know the best part about that guy too? He can 5 out space.
He can 5, yeah.
So,
he can
so now I don't have to worry about
that. Remember that Miles Turner guy that they traded for?
Yeah.
This is what he's actually supposed to be.
The idea of Miles Turner.
More accurate, yeah.
And that's you've got fair. POA defense. And not just one POA defender. You've got another one.
All of them. He has all the POA defenders in the league.
Because you still have Caruso. You still
Kaysom Wallace, right. Defensive player of the month. But
we can try to fit something else into this episode.
Man.
I mean, compelling arguments, I think, on both sides.
I kind of don't want this to really, because we might have convinced Sam Presti.
Oh.
And I'm kind of.
I think they're going to do it anyways.
I don't think
they're going to. I think they're going to think what us is thinking, that they can win
so
now
or
later.
It's so easy.
I also like, think there's also extraneous factors, bro. Like, not every team wants, especially.
I also think there's going to be
not
somebody.
Every team wants to go in the second.
There's going
to
be somebody more desperate than them.
I mean,
you can pay more than them.
No, more desperate to give. Because if I'm OKC, first off, I'm doing it on a discount. Because I'm not desperate at all. I'm negotiating from a position of maximum.
When you have an embarrassment,
I don't need Giannis.
Okay, but you have an embarrassment of riches. I don't need them picks.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not outbidding people.
No, that's like, but. Even this, their quote unquote low ball is probably like our best offer.
It is.
It is.
It would beat the Knicks offer.
It would beat the Rockets.
Well, not our best realistic offer.
Hold on.
I was about to say, I ain't gonna lie, gang. We can't put some offers together. I ain't gonna hold.
You know what? Do you want to just.
We don't got to get into
this.
That,
this is the honest trade episode. This might as well be.
We might as well. All right, screw it.
You want to talk about the Rockets offer?
We can.
Y'all know what it starts with, right?
It starts with Amen Thompson.
I think at this point it kind of. I went back and tried doing the contracts. Jabari and the guy who messes it up right now is Tarr.
He's not really making anything though.
Who?
Oh man, he's only making like what?
He's making nine.
It's not a salary.
Yeah, he's not making
it's
anything.
It's not a salary thing.
That's a value thing, but you still have to put salaries together though.
Yeah,
I mean, salaries together probably like what? Amen, Fred.
Fred and Jabari is 48. So
yeah, Amen, Fred, Jabari probably gets it done.
Nah, that's too much.
For what?
That's too much.
No, that's probably enough salary.
For
that's
Giannis?
Too much player value, I think.
You wouldn't give a Fred and Jabari?
Because I feel like if you're doing this type of deal, you want to match salaries, but the whole basis of the deal is supposed to be like pick base.
Yeah, ideally speaking, I would do Fred and the Aries. I'm so serious.
I mean, so you
I do yeah, Fred I would
can't
do that.
Trade Fred right now.
You
I think
and
a man
you can't
too
trade
valuable
Jabari.
For that though.
You can't trade
no, you
Jabari.
Can't, since we know what Jabari's number is, it's 23. You can make
I thought he was poison pilled.
It's he's a very because he didn't take a lot of money.
The poison pill's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's 15%.
It is a poison pill, but like he's not jumping from like 13 to 40.
Yeah,
way, like, yeah, like remember the Jalen deal was like he's gonna end up signing 30 something. So
yeah,
it's a little.
Do you have a
different.
Kicker?
I don't.
Kickers don't
affect
the it doesn't affect
by, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
I'm more so talking about their bugs because they gotta put that
for
in
his sake. I hope he does have a kicker.
I mean, regardless, Fred can't be traded this year either. It would have to be like
it probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. There's technically like no real restriction on Fred. It's the closest thing to like an unofficial handshake deal. honestly. It's more so of like, it's not that we can't trade you, we just aren't going to. There's like, you can check anywhere. There's no restriction on trading for Evan.
The Rockets ain't slamming.
Listen, it's a respect thing.
You cannot slam out the NBPA.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, like,
it would also be a horrific.
So the Clippers just did. But
it would be a horrific.
Yeah, you want to talk about.
And then, like, he came back, bro. Like,
damn, we didn't see me there. The Clippers did.
I was going to say,
way they got reduced to the end of the
game. You want to talk about slamming out someone?
Yes, the best player in franchise history.
Guess
arguably.
No, he is.
The Clippers goat.
I don't even think it's arguable.
I think he is.
It's him or Blake. But I think it's him.
Blake has him.
No, it's Chris Paul, bro.
It's Chris Paul.
It's not Kawhi.
If you offer,
it's not Kawhi.
It's not Kawhi.
If you're gonna argue like homegrown, sure, Blake. But I think Chris Paul is their greatest player ever.
I think he is.
I think homegrown adds a tax to.
I'm not gonna lie. There was a point in time where it was real life LeBron, KD, and Chris Paul, bro.
It was. I agree.
Shout out to the point guard, man.
I would say because for like the vast majority of basketball life, the Lakers were like the big brothers of the Clippers. And then there was that period in the 2010s where the Clippers were
where they were better.
They overtook the Lakers as the best city in Los Angeles, or the best team in Los Angeles. And that was in no small part because of Chris Paul. And that's why, to me, it's just like,
man,
you can't slime Chris Paul out of like, that's ridiculous.
Context for this. The Clippers informed Chris Paul today that he was going to be cut.
Yeah.
Or traded. They haven't cut him. They just said, you can't be on the team no more.
Hey,
yeah.
Wasn't it the GM?
It was Lawrence Frank.
Hey, Chris, go be a dad.
Yeah, they didn't say we're going to cut you. They didn't say we're going to trade. They just said you just can't be here no more.
You know, and Cliff Jr., real nice. Go be a dad.
I think it's really especially nasty when
you can't be in the locker room no more, bro.
I mean, the poor guy announced his retirement tour twice. He announced it before the season. People forgot. So he announced it again. And then he got cut. And so it's like, man, like he was going to go anyways. He wasn't making any money.
Wasn't making enough money
like,
for it either.
Apparently, he was that big of like a locker room disruptor.
I'm going to be real. And we dealt with this in Houston. And I think a lot of this stuff between James and Chris was a bit overblown at times.
I think it was too.
Paul is a nuisance in your locker room,
something's wrong.
I don't think Chris Paul's the issue.
Yeah, it's something wrong. Something's wrong.
I don't think he is.
I wonder if there's someone else on that Clippers.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I want to.
There are two Kawhi.
I think Kawhi is a bigger
problem. No, it's Tyronn Lue too.
Oh, on God, I was about to say it's Tyronn Lue, dude. We talk about good PR all the time. I think Tyronn Lue is definitely a good basketball coach, and he hasn't been dealt the best hand with all these old dudes that are just collecting pension checks at this point. But I ain't gonna lie, where he on fraud watch as a coach to me,
bro.
He on fraud watch, bro. Like that chain, man.
He's a champ.
But the chain look real moist and nighty right now. Like it's not glistening.
There was a game where Harden and Kawhi were both out, and he played Chris Paul like 10 minutes, bro.
I'm nothing. Like 10
minutes.
That doesn't speak to Chris Paul.
No. I'm not glad. That was on him.
Chris Paul's bad.
I watched that game. That was on him, bro. Because I'm like, you had nobody out there who can even dribble the basketball.
I want you to guess how many rim attempts Chris Paul had last year.
All right, bro, not too much. Not our job.
We know, bro.
We're here to throw lobs and encourage the youth.
I don't really know what the Clippers thought they were going to get when they signed the corpse of Chris Paul.
That's my point.
As a matter of fact, I feel like one of the biggest additions he would have to your team would be the locker room presence. It would be holding guys accountable. It would be bringing that culture. Yeah, they don't want that. And like, I don't know, bro. Like, I agree with Dre. I feel like for someone who their entire career, it's been, this is one of the greatest work ethics of all time, one of the greatest teammates of all time, one of the greatest leaders of all time. If that guy is looking you in your eyes and saying something is wrong here, and your reaction isn't, maybe something's wrong with me, it's something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna be real.
You're probably the problem.
We was talking about in the Discord too, because we was making the whole like Harden jokes and stuff. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Look at them reports and then look at what Harden been saying in the press conferences. It's lining up.
Him and Harden lined up with each
other. It's lining up.
I think it's Kawhi.
Hey, you know, I was about to get to that.
You go look at the, bro.
I say, have you watched Kawhi Leonard's pressers?
Yes, go look at his press where he's, I'm not going to lie, he's throwing the team under the bus.
Gang, one of the pressers said, we have to get better players.
Mind you, I think it was like his first game back.
His first game back after missing.
He basically said, like, it's hard to play with guys who aren't NBA players.
Yeah, when he's not even there half the time.
That's essentially what he said.
I ain't going to lie, bro. Like, it talks about just in terms of being a superstar. Every episode comes a Kawhi Leonard like hate session. Man, he's got to be the worst leader of all time, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not even available. He got to be the worst superstar of all time.
You're not even out there.
Ridiculous, man.
Because I'm gonna be real, bro. If I'm a role player on the Clippers, bro,
I don't respect you.
You talking about we got to get better players? You don't show up.
You're not here.
Let's take it. We don't know the full day to day of the Clippers operation.
See, the guy's hurt.
No. I don't care. Genuinely, first of all, you're always hurt. I don't see you on practice on Monday.
Nope.
I don't see you Tuesday shoot around.
You don't sit on the bench.
Wednesday night game show up. We don't know if you're sitting on the bench with us. Thursday, you do show up for your little rehab. Friday, you play, and we repeat it all again. And we don't know what you're doing. I don't even know you, Kawhi. Like, could you imagine?
Do they got
like,
his phone number?
How many conversations do you think Kobe Brown and Kawhi have had?
I was
going to
say the exact thing. How many times? Does Kobe Brown have Kawhi's phone number?
I mean, okay.
What did you have to Yannick out of Penn State? How many combos do you think they had?
All right, so
Yannick doing PNR camp with Kawhi?
Not everyone's Fred VanVleet hanging around.
I don't need you to be Fred VanVleet.
Can he at least show up to the building?
Can he be there? When stuff is going south, can he as a leader speak up about it?
Not just as the leader, gang. Bro, they paying you 60.
Yeah, you're the highest
fighting
player.
For my life. I'm making 1.2. You making 60, and I don't even see you until Thursday? What are we doing?
Meanwhile, Harden making like half what he making, and he over there
every day.
All of practice.
The franchise.
In the press conferences, they asking him why they suck. They not asking Kawhi why they suck. They asking Harden why they suck. Then he going out there and playing 40 minutes, dropping 30. And this nigga getting in a press conference talking about we need better players? I ain't gonna lie. If I was James Harden, no bullshit, bro, I would go in the front office right now and I would say him or me, bro. Or me. Somebody going, bro.
I got it.
You talking about we need better players? Again, I just dropped 40. Bro, he had a game this season where he played like 52 minutes.
It's ridiculous, bro.
This nigga is 36.
He's ridiculous, bro.
He's 36.
And bro, here's the best part. Zay, no one's pointing the finger at Kawhi. They said it's Chris Paul's fault. Like, Chris Paul gotta go.
Oh, the Clippers suck. I wonder why my best player don't play.
It's Chris Paul's fault.
Chris Paul gotta go.
This nigga a part-time player.
I wonder what he could have said, bro. Like,
probably this.
He
is,
held him accountable. Like, that's
Chris
what
Paul said, okay, bro.
Yeah.
He held him accountable.
This cannot happen.
Did y'all see the report where they said Chris Paul and Ty Lue ain't been on speaking terms for weeks?
Oh, I believe it.
I'm not gonna lie. First off, it's very funny to see.
On God, the Clippers don't hold practice. The Clippers do not hold practice.
Speaking terms?
They
show up to the game. What are we talking about, bro?
NBA teams don't practice. That's
No. It's not just about that. Like, the Rockets will have like a game on Tuesday where you have your Monday shoot around. You have your Tuesday pregame shoot around. Everybody show up. OKC, to your point about OKC being the sum of all its parts, OKC has legit guys that show up. They connect with each other. I think we've built something similar to that.
Yeah.
You see it working in Phoenix. Bro, like,
well,
I don't,
showing up to
how
arena.
Many, no, it's wrong. Does Bradley Beal, what does Bradley Beal have in LA right now? B&B or hotel?
He's home all the time.
No, what is he have? B&B in LA. He not from there. What do you got? B&B or hotel?
He for sure staying at some part-time residence.
Has Kawhi Leonard or James Harden seen his B&B? Have they stepped foot inside of it?
Nope.
Have they gone to a team
Kawhi
dinner?
Kawhi haven't.
Y'all think Brooke Lopez? What you think he doing right now?
Did they golf together?
So like a hunt thing to encapsulate this. Y'all are saying the problem with Kawhi is that he's not good at making friends.
No, the problem with Kawhi is
you're not available.
Everything. He's Kawhi Leonard.
But he's hurt.
Okay, but my thing is like,
do you think he's not hurt?
I was gonna say, so real quick.
That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's insane. He's hurt. I'll answer the question.
Always hurt.
Not even
that's
that.
The problem.
He is hurt though.
I think if it was game seven.
If it was a playoff game, he'd be
game
playing,
seven,
bro.
He would have played.
Cool. It's not game seven.
I mean, but that's my point, bro.
Your team is sinking. It basically is game seven.
Every game is game seven.
They're the 14th seed in the Western Conference right now. They're at the bottom of the league.
They don't have their pick.
I was gonna say, and let's not forget. Because of your failures, because of your incompetence, that team we just spent 40 minutes talking about, they're going to get Darren Peterson. They're going to get A.J. DeBosta. They're going to get Cam
Poulter.
About
every game, not game seven game. They played 21 games and got five wins.
They got to go into every game thinking we down 10. They got to start off that whole say 0-10. We're losing.
It was a game last week where Kawhi and Harden both had like 30. And they still lost.
He dropped 39 and then lost to Memphis.
They lost to the Mavericks, too.
Yes.
They
lost to Dallas. That roster sucks. Like, that roster just stinks.
Kawhi sucks.
He's a part of the problem.
I was going to say, but like, yes, he should play more, but like, that roster
bro,
is
he what, 30? Okay,
I'm not saying it's all Chris Paul's fault.
Roster's not equipped for him not to play, though.
How does Kawhi Leonard failing to do his job, how does Tyronn Lue being on suspect watch result in Chris Paul losing out his retirement? Because that's the part that makes this so slimy to me, bro. This is supposed to be like his exit from the basketball world, right?
Your franchise.
Bro, this is the greatest player to ever touch your franchise. This is the point
guard. We can't
a top five point guard of all time, bro. You couldn't even give him a retirement tour?
I'll bring him in. We can bring him in, bro. We'll get him on here, bro.
Can you imagine if the Heat were like, nah, D-Wade, we can't do that, bro. You got to go somewhere. Nah, Kobe Bryant, we can't do that. Nah, Dirk Nowitzki, we can't do it. You got to go somewhere.
And that's why I keep thinking the Boondocks quote, bro. What did he do?
Bro, he held them accountable. The same things he was doing a decade ago when he was throwing them lobs to DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin. They let him hold him accountable back.
No, no.
He's doing the same thing now.
You go through Intuit Dome. You see Chris Paul face.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Bro, no. I closed it this morning. Did y'all see that video of all those Clippers fans? And I don't know if they were in the arena. I don't know where they were, but it was like hundreds of Clippers fans shedding tears, like all holding up his Clippers jersey, fans? Celebrating Chris Paul coming back home. Chris Paul's up there holding back tears. That's the fan base they just cut him from.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they definitely slaughtered.
Shout out Clipper Dan.
No denial.
It's ridiculous.
Because his star player and his head coach both can't be held accountable, bro.
If Chris Paul doesn't get a eulogy, I'd like to give him one right now. Yeah, we should. The CP3, to the point guard.
Good dude, man. Good dude.
12-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA, 5-time assist champ.
How about them defensive?
6-time steals champ, 9-time All-Defense.
Yeah.
Former rookie of the year.
Real quick, 7 was a first team, I want to say.
7 first team All-Defense.
Demon.
Member of the NBA 75. And most remarkable to me, wore the same number every single place he went because nobody else could ever rock CP3.
That's respect.
Demon, bro.
The point guy, man.
They disrespected him, bro.
You know who didn't go out like this, though? 2-time NBA MVP Steve Nash.
Nah, I swear.
We'll talk about what he did his last couple years.
Did y'all look at...
didn't get cut. That's what he did.
Did y'all see what his last NBA play might be?
Yes.
Oh, the three to come down. It was like
the three to
like
cut the lead.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Like that's not how you do a legend, bro. Like that's.
Y'all think somebody signed?
We gotta bring him back, bro.
That's. I think
okay. But
his,
us.
I'm gonna be so real.
We can't give him.
Is Chris Paul better than Aaron Holiday right now?
No.
I mean, he's not coming back to play.
Dang. Do you know who is signing Chris Paul? He is down to three options: ABC, Peacock,
bro,
Amazon Prime.
Come on,
that boy retired. That's where he's gonna be, bro.
Chill, oh god, that's actually
that's not valid, bro.
We can't free up a roster spot, bro.
The Clippers gotta go.
Can't fill the roster spot.
Bro, tell me this is gonna be hard though. He a commentator for the rest of the year. Instead of it being like he playing, he get a retirement tour at the last stops of his.
Nah, that's not okay, bro. That's not okay.
He's not playing.
The Clippers gotta go to hell, bro.
There has to be a reality check.
This is a top 30 player ever, man. He cannot go out.
I keep seeing
this bottom 30 player right now, gang.
I'm honest. I have watched a lot of Clippers games.
He's not good enough.
I keep seeing this notion on Twitter, bro. Chris Paul, as a NBA player, it's screwed up that they're slamming him out by cutting him, right? From a purely value standpoint, from what you bring to the NBA rotation.
Nah, he shouldn't
be on a team.
But you know why I don't care about that, Usit? Udonis Haslem has not been an NBA player for the last five years of his career. You know what the Heat did? The Heat made sure on that 15-man roster, one of those spots was Udonis Haslem. And he was nowhere near as good as Chris Paul was for the Clippers. Nowhere.
I'm old enough to remember, but the Lakers used to hold a roster spot every year for Robert Sacre, dude.
Listen,
and you mean to tell me the Clippers couldn't hold down in his retirement tour year for their franchise go?
Jeff Green's been here for 3 years total.
He likes him.
Bro, we had DJ Augustine.
Like
we had DJ Augustine on the team to play golf.
Yeah,
that's what he was there for. He was playing golf.
Hey, shout out to DJ.
You know why? Because he is an assistant coach right now.
Shout out DJ.
I mean, bro, but okay. So if you're the Clippers, how do you tell Chris Paul, hey, bro, we want to retire your jersey. Hey, bro, we want you to.
Oh no, on God, I'm denying. Man, on God, I'm denying this.
You took my retirement tour for me.
You because this
in my team.
You gonna cut me and then bring because you gonna retire my jersey ASAP. I'm going into the Hall first ballot. I need first jersey going up there in a long time, bro.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you're going to cut me and try and bring me back the next year? Hell no.
Yo, how many retired jerseys?
I can't play down the street.
I don't have any. Robin, I know they do. No, no, no.
No, no.
They have the Braves stuff. Yeah.
What's his face?
They don't have retired.
Have
they?
Blake Griffin.
No, you know what's funny?
Blake didn't have it with him either.
The Clippers don't have a retired jersey. That's
what I thought.
They don't have them.
They don't.
And I was going to say, and Blake Griffin should go open them Raptors. And you know what other person does not like the Clippers right now? Blake Griffin. He don't like him either.
I'm about to say,
if I'm Blake Griffin, I'm not.
They're two best.
If
we're not including like the McAdoo, San Diego stuff, the two best LA Clippers have been Chris Long and Blake Griffin. And I don't think either one of them wants to associate
with him. We go see Blake Griffin.
I was going
to
say,
the whole time.
Man, what? I'll say, James Harden the best Clipper all time right now. Because Kawhi Leonard for sure ain't. I'll tell you right now, do not put the number two in the Raptors.
He's not getting
retired. Do not put the number two in the Raptors, bro. Please don't.
He's not getting retired.
I ain't gonna lie, no troll. He might not. We know it. I'm not gonna wait.
He was saying he's gonna retire nowhere.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. San Antonio ain't doing it.
San Antonio not doing it.
They gave him the number to Dylan Harper already.
Toronto probably will.
They probably will.
Toronto not going to do it ASAP. Toronto going to do it like 9 years after. Yes. They going to wait for
real. They should
real.
Do it,
though. Show not getting they should do it.
No, they should.
Toronto should do it, bro. I'm sorry. Dang, you should.
You know it's nasty? Like, Chris Paul's supposed to be like your first statue outside your arena, bro.
That is your D-Wade. Like, that is your dirt.
That's so nasty,
that's slimy. Bro,
Chris Paul, who you supposed to be bringing out to recruit other people to come to the club?
Mind you, what an endorsement this is for the rest of. If I'm a free agent and with a 2027 and a half cash face, why would I sign?
Ain't no star.
Why would I sign with the Clippers?
This is how you saw Trae Young. I have to live in LA and play for the Clippers.
I'll go play for the Lakers.
I'm going to the Lakers.
I'll go play for the Lakers.
I'm going to say the Lakers open up cash space.
I'll go play for the Knicks. I'll go play for the Nets.
I'm any front court player, I'm going to the Lakers.
Man, what?
That's true. No, I'm not going. That's real. I'm playing with Luka.
Yes. Why try to build a legacy with the Clippers when this is how you...
No, Troll. See, part of this is Chris Paul's fault. Leave the game before the game leaves you. I'm going to be honest. He probably should have retired last season.
He should have retired like 2 years ago.
Probably should have retired last season. I get it. You want the fairy tale back in LA.
On the Spurs, actually, he was whatever on the Spurs, but shout out to him. He played 82 games the one time nobody needed.
I ain't gonna lie. He was actually pretty solid for what they needed, bro.
The one time the world needed you the least, Chris Paul, you were healthy.
No one.
Shout out to you, man.
I will say though,
I don't like Chris Paul. I'm sorry. I
love Chris Paul.
NBA go, whatever. He was kind of an asshole, like. Whatever.
I can't slime him out like this.
You shouldn't slime him out, but
like he's supposed to be.
If he had a less abrasive personality and Ty Lue liked him, he'd still be.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's like if we brought back Harden for 1 year and like he pissed off a man
and you
so
cut,
we
him.
Cut him.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like, yeah, you can't do that, bro.
You
can't do that, bro. You can't do that, bro. Not one of your goats, man. It's like he ended a roster,
can,
bro.
Can I not argue this is worse than what the Celtics did to Isaiah Thomas?
No.
I think this is worse.
No.
They
made IT play through something that was debilitating.
Let me argue why I think it's worse. Yes, that was messed up. He chose to play through his sister's death, and then they traded him. And
not just his
sister's death. Injury, too.
He ended his career. But I would say, at the very least, you at least traded Isaiah Thomas for something that made sense. You got Kyrie Irving.
No, but he didn't get his money. Chris Paul got money.
No, that's
he's
foul.
On State Farm.
That's foul. But at least I can at least understand the thought process why the Clippers was. I mean, why the Celtics would slime out Isaiah Thomas that era. There is no logic in slamming.
There's really no reason.
There's nothing they gain. From
you can't even get his money back. Yeah. Like, it's just there, bro.
You're just.
And it's not even a lot of money. It's
a minimum
million, right?
It's not like they're saying we're going to try to attach you to something to go get something in return. We're saying. We just don't want you in the building.
You can't show up.
You just can't be here.
If anything, Chris
that
Paul,
one practice
Chris
we have a week, don't come
can't,
to the
can't
Chris
come
Paul.
To
Chris
it,
Paul's a lesson.
Can't sit on the bench.
Listen. If you want the thing, bro, sign a 10-day.
Nah, bro. This ain't how it's supposed to be.
Like, no. When the game is gone. The game had left.
Brett, okay.
Sign a 10-day.
The game might be gone, right? And 29 other teams recognized the game was gone. The one team that said, we'll pay you, for some reason, because the guy who is historically known as an excellent leader, a very vocal guy in the locker room, to your point, somebody that isn't afraid to speak his own mind at times in the locker room. You signed that guy. Will said it earlier. Did you expect him to just
sit there and
be quiet?
Yeah. That's what he did. He
thought he had security and he spoke up.
Yeah, I'm not buying that either. Like, because obviously, like, he probably is an ass, bro. But if you ask
not
any
probably
other,
he is.
But if you ask any
are,
other,
bro.
Like star players that Chris Paul has ever played with, they all speak very highly of him.
Ask his teammates.
He's an asshole.
Okay, but ask any of Chris Paul's teammates what type of teammate he is. What type of leader
like
he is.
Devin Booker spoke.
Ask Blake Griffin.
Don't ask James Harden.
I think Harden figured this out.
I think they figured it out.
They figured it out.
He was one of the people like endorsing Chris Paul, bro.
Yeah.
I did say it to Bron. I got to say it to Chris Paul. Go be a dad.
Go be a dad.
Go be a dad.
Find your way at OKC. Get a ring real quick.
But yeah, pouring out.
Pour one out. He ain't dying.
CP3.
Count your days, Kawhi.
Yeah, count your days, Kawhi.
Oh, Hayward's going well, by the way.
Oh, he did actually.
It's not. Nigga, they about to get OKC a top five pick. That shit is not going well.
Donate to the GoFundMe.
Yes. That is this week's episode of the Right Read Podcast.
I can't stand it.
It was a very, very fun one. Went way off topic that we were supposed to. I guess we'll push some of the stuff to next episode. But as always, be sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. We will be making sure we put the link for the shoe drive down below in the description. Please help us reach the goal. When we reach the goal, please don't stop donating. All proceeds are going back to the kids. As always, like, comment, share, subscribe. Everybody's links will be down below in the description. And this has been the Right Read Podcast.